Welcome to Difference Makers with Devin Dade, a life coach, speaker, and leadership trainer. Devin has the opportunity to speak with entrepreneurs, leaders, people who make a difference in the lives of others.
We are here speaking with Dan from Java River in Keokuk, Iowa. Dan, will you take a little bit and tell us a little bit about Java River and a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My wife and I started Java River in 2004 in the mall, and we're a full-service coffee house. We did all the espresso-based drinks and whole bean coffee and fresh brewed and all that, along with she's a specialty baker. She bakes all kinds of pies, cookies, cakes, you name it, scones, all that. And we also do breakfast and lunch, and we've done some catering. We were in the mall for 6 years, and then we closed for a couple of years, and then relocated at 1000 Main Street inside the Willow Creek building, and opened our coffee house back up here, and have been here for going on about 4 years now. So we do just about everything we did before as far as the pastries, and she's just recently started into the artisan breads, homemade breads, and so she's added that to her line of baking. So that's went over really well, and we still do the breakfast, and she does a quiche dish for breakfast, a spinach bacon quiche that you really can't get anywhere else but Java River, so people really enjoy that. That's a Saturday special, is what she does all day on Saturdays, but we also offer it on the menu other days as well. So that's went over really good. We still do we have a private roaster out of Ohio that does our whole bean roasting. We'll call in an order typically on a Monday. They don't roast it until we order it, and then we have a turnaround time on it where we get it usually that Thursday or Friday, so it's that fresh, just like we roast it ourselves. So we've got a good following on that where people really enjoy our coffee, and we believe it's some of the finest coffee that you're going to find anywhere. We wanted to make sure that our specialty coffee is exactly that. You know, it's some of the best you'll find anywhere. Big city to small town, I think it's some of the finest coffee that we've been able to brew and do for our customer.
Well, Dan, we're definitely honored that you're here taking some time to talk to us about the coffee house. And yes, this is it's a really beautiful coffee house. I've had many pleasures here as far as with the drinks. Before we got started, you actually made me one of your coffees. Will you tell everybody what I'm drinking right now?
You're drinking an iced hazelnut latte. It's espresso and milk and the hazelnut flavoring over ice. And that's one of my favorite drinks, is the hazelnut flavor. Not big on flavored, but when I do, that's usually what I go to, is the hazelnut.
Okay, and I must say that usually when I come in, you're not the one usually serving. So being that you actually got behind the counter and you're able to make the drink, mm-hmm. as well as your servers, that's awesome. This is actually a good drink. So if you come in, you have to try one. You have to try one. So I know that you get to see a lot of the people in the community, and I'm just really interested in, what do you like most about serving the community with your service?
Well, it's just one of the things my wife and I have always been people, that we enjoy people and enjoy serving, and my wife has always been a great baker, a specialty baker. Even before we opened up the coffee house, she had a baking business out of her home called Sweet Creations. Some people might remember that from years ago. And she's got all these hand-me-down recipes from her grandmother and her aunt and her mother. And a lot of the recipes that she uses today are family homemade recipes. We do everything from scratch here. And that's something that, you don't find in a lot of places. Nothing comes out of a box or frozen, or everything she does is made fresh daily. And we just enjoy, I enjoy the interaction with the customers. I'm kind of the out front guy and greet the customers and make sure that they're having an enjoyable time here and satisfied with the service that we give them.
And I can definitely tell, just, you know, by spending a little time with you before our interview, is that you have a heart for this. You have a heart for your customers, but you actually have a heart for the community. I want to go back a little bit. I want to ask you, how did you decide it was going to be coffee?
Well, kind of a long story, but our son went to Bible college in Christiansburg, Virginia. And when we would go out there, he would take us to these coffee houses in the area. And we just fell in love with it. You know, it's with the smells and the roast coffee and all the different drinks. And we just decided that, you know, if we ever got into something like that, that's what we wanted to do. So after our son and daughter graduated from high school and moved away and went to college, Jennifer, my wife, actually went back to college and got her two-year business degree, associate's degree, and during that time was still, you know, doing her baking and everything. And we had the opportunity to open up our business in the mall, and we just went for it. We decided that we didn't want to be sitting on the front porch in our rocking chair someday and talking to one another and say, "You think we could have made it?" I would rather pursue a dream and, you know, it not happen and be said, "Well, at least we tried. At least we took the effort to do that." I don't want to be a shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. And I definitely, I appreciate being able to be part, definitely be a part of the dream as I'm sitting here drinking on a nice cold latte. And not only that, but your location that you have currently out front is a beautiful place just to come and sit after you get your whatever you're going to drink to sit out front and kind of just watch the cars go by.
Yeah, it's a good location here on 10th and Main, 1000 Main Street. It's a more visible location than what we had in the mall. When people would come into they would have to literally come into the mall to find us. And here we get a lot of drive-by traffic, people from out of town that's going down up or down Main Street. We have a coffee sign and a coffee flag and a sandwich board that we put out, and they're like, "Oh, a coffee house." And we've had a lot of people come in and say that they, you know, they went down a block or two and turned around and come back, and once they saw that it was a coffee house. And we have a lot of repeat customers every time. You know, a lot of people come back here for family in the area. Maybe they've got a, you know, a mother, father, or, you know, grandmother or something here, and people will come back to this area to visit, and the first thing we hear is they're just so glad that there's a coffee house in town. So.
Yeah, it makes it nice. So moving forward, you know, you've been in business, you're well established. In the next maybe year or two, what are you really looking forward to as far as in maybe life or Java River? Is there any exciting things that we can look forward to?
Yeah, we always want to keep it fresh and good. I mean, when I walk in here, I purposely walk through the front door to see. I want to experience it like the customer does. You know, it does everything look right? Does everything look fresh? Does the atmosphere look right? Because, you know, sometimes you can become complacent with something you see every day, and you don't notice it like a customer does. So I'm constantly asking, you know, the customer, you know, what their opinion is, what they would like to see, things like that. And then when we travel, my wife and I will search out other coffee houses and go into them and support, especially a privately owned coffee house, to see what they're doing. You know, what have they, maybe they got some new ideas. And we go to, there's these coffee conventions, like coffee shows, everything coffee, and they have all the latest, you know, products and all the new gadgetry and things like that. But I think as long as you keep it basic and you meet the customer's need and you make them feel welcome in an inviting atmosphere, that's what people are looking for. This is a type of place where we have a lot of people come for meetings. We have a lot of pastors come in here to meet. We've had a lot of job interviews done right here when people are looking to hire someone for their business. And it's just a place where you can come and relax and enjoy yourself and kind of take a minute out from your day.
Yeah, it does have a very comfortable, relaxing atmosphere. As an entrepreneur, Dan, what are some of the obstacles that you still see yourself having to overcome?
Well, the cost of living, for one thing. You know, this Lee County is, as you probably know, is one of the, I don't want to say the poorest, but economically challenged areas in the state of Iowa. We have a high unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people on assisted income. And it's difficult. It's an area where, the jobs that we have here that we need to retain and grow the community the best we can. But it's a challenge. You know, it's a challenge for small business to keep their doors open. You ride that balance between keeping your prices in line with what people can afford, because we've had customers come in here from larger metropolitan areas, and they'll say one of the first things that we hear is, "Oh, your prices are too cheap, you know, for what you guys are doing." And you know, my answer to them is, "Well, you have to adjust your prices to what the economy will support. You know, we could price ourselves right out of business."
Yeah.
So you have to kind of adjust yourself to what the community can support.
Yeah. And that's definitely, it sounds like you're speaking from just having a lot of years of experience in your field.
Yeah, it's difficult to know what that balance is. I mean, especially like our prices on flour and sugar and milk and eggs and things like that fluctuate, and you have to hold your price. You know, you have to hold it in line. You can't adjust your prices every week to reflect that. So sometimes you take a hit, sometimes you make money, and sometimes you go the other direction.
And just, for our people who are entrepreneurs or starting a business or in business right now, I think that's really something that you have to keep in mind and keep a thought is price into your community and price into whatever it is you're serving, and still have the community, have the people that you're serving in the best mind.
Yeah, and that's important. I agree with that, but I think for any, my advice to any entrepreneur that's starting any type of business is you have to have a passion for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, I've heard it said before, and it's a good statement, not every good idea is a God idea. So sometimes, my wife and I put a lot of prayer into this, and we still do.
Yeah.
For our business, and you have to have a passion and a love for what you're doing. And there's days that my wife will come down here at 4 o'clock in the morning and start her baking. She's got a love and a passion for what she does, or she wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's days that she comes in at 4 and doesn't get away until 4 that afternoon.
Yeah.
And that's a love and a passion. When things get rough, you have to rely on and say, this is what I've chosen to do and this is what I love to do. And I also like that statement that if you find something you love, it's not work. It's something you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So make your work your passion.
Yeah.
So
definitely, and we definitely appreciate that, and we can hear the passion that you have for the coffee house and for serving your customers. That's one thing that we have, our motto on the Difference Makers is drive, develop, deliver.
Yeah.
Dan, one piece of a parting advice for our listeners, what would be a piece of advice that you would offer our listeners today?
Well, when you find that passion for what you want to do, you're not necessarily going to have everybody that's going to agree with you.
Yeah.
When you come up with an idea, and it takes me back to when we first started, we put a lot of our own money into starting the business, and then we got to the point where we went to the bank and we had been dealing with a loan officer that didn't see any problem with what we were trying to do. We were going to get our business loan in order, and we had all of our finances in order. Our credit was good, no problems there. And when it come down to it, the bank required us to have more collateral and more and a cosigner because they didn't believe in what we were doing. His exact words to us was, "You want to do what? Where? you want to open a coffee house in Keokuk, Iowa?"
Yeah.
And like I said, that was back in 2004. Unheard of, opening up a coffee house in Keokuk, Iowa. And he basically told us it wasn't going to work. And I sat across the table from him and I said, "You obviously don't know who you're talking to."
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. and we made it work. You know, here we are from 2004 to 2016, we're still in business.
Yeah.
And we've got a great customer base. We've paid off our business loan, all of that. But it was because of the drive and the passion that we had for what we were doing. You're going to have your naysayers. You know, you're going to have people that don't have your dream, that don't have your vision. And you got to expect that. And so you have to go with your drive, what you believe it is that you want to do, and do your research. You know, do the legwork. It's not something that you take lightly. My wife and I both went to barista school in Minneapolis, Minnesota, learned how to make the drinks, learned how to run the machinery. Then we came back and trained everybody else. So you have to put in the time and effort too. You know, she went back to college, got her business degree, and the whole time that I was still working in a factory, shift work. So your passion takes work. You know, it's not something that you take lightly or something that's just gonna fall into your lap. A lot of times your dream comes dressed in bib overhauls.
Yeah. It looks like work.
It looks like work.
Well, Dan, we definitely appreciate your advice. I think that runs really deep, and I have to speak on your advice because I think it's awesome. Passion, when you have passion for something, it'll wake you up early in the morning. It'll make it hard for you to go to bed.
Yeah.
And when you have passion for something, then you're willing to do the grind. You're willing to get in there and do the hard work. You're willing to work two jobs. You know, and so I really thank you because I think that anybody listening to that's just great. That's great advice, you know. And so we definitely, Dan, we thank you. The latte I'm having is awesome. I haven't had a cold one, and I definitely appreciate it.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you maybe in a couple years back on the podcast and, you know, sharing some more of your great stories.
All right.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Difference Makers Podcast. Drive, develop, and deliver. Make excellence a habit. Be the change. See the change. Tune in next time.